can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
598-96.5 WKZO, a good Saturday morning. Welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, is Roger Taylor.
Matt gets demerits now.
No, he wasn't playing along.
I peeked over the monitors, and he was not singing along with the eels.
Well, maybe he was taking care of sports business or something.
No, he appeared to be just messing around over there. I don't think there's any real... Yeah, he says he was just messing around. Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. Happy Easter Eve, so to speak. And we're going to do our Twivia. Our Twivia question right at the get-go here.
Okay there, Twitty.
And this morning's question is, why do birds fly in a V formation? Hmm. Now, I don't want the simple, obvious answer because it's easier or whatever. I want a real explanation. You got to earn the 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend that you get at Waddell's free of charge. If you tell us why specifically many bird species fly in a V formation. We see it most commonly here in our goose population, but many other species, white pelicans, brown pelicans, many other bird species fly in that same formation, and it's for the same reason. And you have to give me a reason. Let me give you an example of what won't work. They like to. That would not be, our judges have already determined that that would be an inadequate answer.
All right.
We're looking for the reason.
A more detailed
answer. Yes, an in-depth explanation.
Okay.
You got to earn the free bird seed and the gift certificate that if you take a pal with you to the River Lake Inn, your meal is half price. You get a free meal for you and a free meal for the birds if you can tell us why numerous bird species fly in a V formation.
All right, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. First one to give it a try this morning right here in Kalamazoo is Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Does it break the wind and the other ones kind of draft along?
Yes. I was considering your response, Bob, but yes, that's right. They are drafting, and they are using the upwelling of air from the bird in front of them's wings, you know, the wind beneath your wings. Wasn't there a song about that at one point?
So.
Yeah. They're using the upwelling of air from the power stroke of the bird in front of them to help them get lift. And but you're referring to that generically as drafting. That's close enough. So you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take somebody with you, your meal is half price.
Well, great, Roger. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to send you back to Matt, and he'll need some information from you, Bob. You have a good Easter.
Thank you, and you too, Roger.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much, Bob. 590-96.5 WKZO.
And many bird species do that. And when you see geese doing that. Mm-hmm. That isn't a particular goose in the front of the V. It is rotated equally amongst all birds, especially in long-distance flights. It's the bird at the front of the V who's working the hardest because there's no upwelling from any bird in front of the front bird. Mm-hmm. And so it's rotated equally. It isn't the most senior goose in the flock. It's not the males. It's not the females. Everybody gets their turn at leading the flock. That's why you sometimes see all of a sudden the flock takes off in a different direction. Well, that's because they just got a new leader, and now we're going this way. But it's rotated equally amongst all the birds in the flock.
Oh, all right.
And one of the most amazing sights I've ever seen was flocks of American white pelicans migrating from the upper Midwest and southern Canada, going down the Mississippi River. And I was sitting on the Palisades near Dubuque. And they're several hundred feet high, and watching these V formations of huge white birds, not quite the size of our mute swans that we see here, but big, and pretty dramatic to look down and see these big flocks of white birds migrating down the Mississippi.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
It was a cool sighting. You're invited for a fabulous Easter buffet tomorrow at the River Lake Inn. The buffet includes Italian seasoned top round of Angus beef, apple glazed pit ham, savory sage pork loin, Swedish meatballs, Atlantic cod, Hawaiian chicken, crunchy fried shrimp, candied yams, and real homemade mashed and Yukon gold potatoes, as well as a medley of vegetables and the River Lake Inn's famous salad bar. The Easter buffet is just $17.95 per person. Children under 12 are half price. Tots under 3 are free. Other menu selections include fresh walleye a la Greco, shrimp scampi, and prime rib of beef. And be sure to save room for one of Anita's delicious a la carte desserts. Easter hours are from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., but make your reservation today to make sure you can reserve your table. Walk-ins are welcome after 3:30 in the afternoon. Finally, don't forget Fish Fest. It's going on right now at the River Lake Inn, featuring a celebration of daily fresh fish and seafood from all over the world, including Jail Island walleye to the famous Neptune's Trio. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinnrestaurant.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Spring into early summer with the fresh, clean bird seed that is most helpful for the birds. This is the time of year when the wild bird seed produced last year has been eaten and when birds' energy requirements skyrocket due to nest building, breeding, feeding the young, guarding territory, and the list goes on and on of all the things on the birds' to-do list this time of year. Waddell's Garden Center has the freshest seed available that will contribute to the breeding success of your feathered neighbors. They have a number of well-designed mixes that offer the convenience of one-stop shopping for your backyard birds, as well as individual seeds to work with specific species, if that's what you're trying to do. Now is a great time to take advantage of Waddell's Wild Bird Feed Frequent Buyer Program. If you buy 12 bags of mixed bird feed, the 13th bag is absolutely free. Birds add life and beauty to your home by helping you build a connection to the natural world that surrounds you. Entice them to stay visible in your outdoor living area all year long with quality bird products and information from Waddell's Garden Center, your bird feeding headquarters for 67 years on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Open today until 6, but starting Monday, Waddell's spring hours will be 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
598-965 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. And if you do have a comment or question about your feathered friends, Roger here to help you out. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Once again, Roger Taylor.
Last week, we talked about the problems that monarch butterflies are experiencing. Mm-hmm. And the concern that the species is on the way to extinction. And the reasons for that are multiple, some of it having to do with the very severe drought over a number of years, some of it having to do with pesticides, some of it having to do with crops that are immune to Roundup. Well, it's not just the monarch butterflies that are in trouble. A mysterious malady that's been killing honeybees in mass for several years appears to have expanded dramatically last year. Commercial beekeepers say 40 to maybe even 50% of the hives needed to pollinate the nation's fruits and vegetables have been wiped out. A conclusive explanation so far has escaped scientists studying the problem that's called colony collapse disorder. It surfaced first around 2005, but beekeepers and researchers say there is growing evidence that a powerful new class of pesticides, the neonicotinoids, are incorporated into the plants themselves, and that's likely an important factor. The pesticide industry, as you can imagine, disputes that, but its representatives also say that they're open to further studies to clarify what, if anything, is happening. "They looked so healthy last spring," said Bill Dahl, 50, who owns the Big Sky Honey in Fairview, Montana. "We were so proud of them. Then about the 1st of September, they started to fall on their face and die like crazy. We've been doing this for over 30 years, and we've never experienced this kind of loss before." In a show of concern, the EPA recently sent its acting assistant administrator for chemical safety and two top chemical experts to the San Joaquin Valley in California to learn more about the problem. In the valley, where 1.6 million hives of bees just finished pollinating what appears an endless expanse of almond groves, commercial beekeepers who only recent were losing a third of their bees to this order say it has brought far greater losses this year. The Agriculture Department is to issue its own assessment in May, but in an interview, the research leader at its Beltsville, Maryland bee research facility, Jeff Pettis, said he was confident the death rate would be significantly higher than it's ever been before. And we sometimes get away from just birds, although bees do in fact fly, so do the monarchs. And so it's sort of related to birds, but it certainly is related to the overall quality of the environment. And humans continue to make a pretty big mess out of this place we all call home, and the collapse of bee populations certainly a part of that, especially here in West Michigan, where we depend on bees to pollinate our fruit crops and many other crops. And as we lose our pollinators, you're going to be paying for that in increased prices for food when you go to the grocery store. 590-965 WKZO's Birdwatch. And, oh, I'm hearing the music.
Huh, yeah.
That means we're close to the end.
We're rounding out the half hour here.
Okay. Hummingbirds continue to make their way north. They're now up into Tennessee, southern Missouri, we will be seeing them here in within a couple of weeks. The cold weather has sort of slowed their northward movement down.
I was going to say, we're getting close to that time.
But they will make up for that and get here by the middle of April, just as they have in the past. Have yourself a good weekend, everybody. Happy Easter. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks, Roger. And again, thank you for joining us this morning. Today's edition of Birdwatch brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center and by the River Lake Inn. Check of News and Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers from Onwards. Around the Home next on 590-96.5 WKZO.